Good morning. Welcome to AI and K-12 News for September 10th. I'm Sarah, with Eric and Lily. Today, state-funded endpoint security in Texas, a European venture round for AI math grading, student app creators in West Virginia, procurement overhauls in New York City, and an outage investigation in New Jersey. Eric, let's start with Texas.
Texas has selected the software provider PDQ to offer participating public school districts endpoint management tools at no cost. The state-funded rollout begins phased onboarding on October 1st. It covers software deployment, automated patching, vulnerability management, removing local administrator rights, and deploying endpoint detection and response agents.
No-cost software is appealing when district budgets are tight. But what is the operational trade-off here for a small technology team?
Statewide purchasing power gives smaller districts access to enterprise security tools they could never afford alone. However, an endpoint agent still requires human labor. Local staff must manage deployment schedules, audit configurations, and handle onboarding. The tools are paid for, but district capacity remains the limiting factor.
If you lead a district in Texas, ask your IT director today whether your systems are slated for that October 1st onboarding window.
Turning to artificial intelligence in instruction, European startup Ed.ai has raised a 5 million euro seed round to expand into the United States. They claim their teacher-facing AI pre-grading software is aligned with middle and high school math curricula in all 50 states.
That phrase, they claim, is critical. That alignment claim comes directly from the vendor, not from an independent curriculum audit.
Exactly. Automated grading is drawing fresh investment, but school boards must evaluate the reality behind marketing pitches. Districts need to independently verify scoring accuracy, student data privacy safeguards, and how much human oversight teachers actually retain over final grades. There is also no proven link yet to improved learning outcomes.
Pre-grading sounds helpful, but if teachers end up spending more time proofreading machine errors on complex math problems, it defeats the purpose. Due diligence comes first.
Moving to student hands-on work. A pilot program in West Virginia recently concluded across four high schools. Backed by Thunkable and the Rockefeller Foundation, roughly 120 students reportedly designed and created about 80 mobile applications through a project-based curriculum merging artificial intelligence, entrepreneurship, and no-code app development.
I appreciate the pedagogical direction here. It moves students beyond asking chatbots for homework answers and puts them in the driver's seat as software creators. But how solid are the academic results?
That is the crucial caveat. The announcement tracks student participation and self-reported interest, not controlled evidence of learning gains. While the pilot shows strong engagement, educators should treat it as an encouraging exploratory initiative rather than proven pedagogical evidence.
A promising creation-focused model, but one that still needs formal evaluation before wide replication. Shifting to district management, New York City Public Schools plans to overhaul its procurement operations. The nation's largest school district intends to replace contract management software that has not seen meaningful updates in over 20 years, retrain procurement staff, and strengthen purchasing oversight. The city projects savings exceeding $100 million over two fiscal years.
That $100 million figure is a municipal projection, rather than realized savings, so caution is warranted. Still, when New York overhauls how it negotiates and monitors EdTech contracts, vendors take notice. Smarter procurement software and better trained staff can expose inflated renewals and underutilized software licenses.
It is a reminder that district modernization often begins with unglamorous back office enterprise systems, not just shiny classroom tools.
In New Jersey, Westfield Public Schools has restored phone service and central office computers following an outage that interrupted communications and digital learning. District leaders are actively investigating potential unauthorized network activity. An outside ransomware group has claimed responsibility, but that claim remains entirely unconfirmed.
Westfield offers three essential takeaways for school IT leadership. Maintain offline classroom instructional plans, set up independent emergency communications outside the main network, and strictly separate verified facts from threat actor claims in public communications. Extortion groups frequently make unverified assertions during active outages.
Community trust depends on that precision. School communities need reliable facts, not rumors. That is AI and K-12 news for September 10th. From Texas Endpoint Tools to cybersecurity investigations in New Jersey, thank you for listening. Eric, Lily, and I will be back tomorrow.